What up, you guys? We are back here at Black Studios.
Rewind.
Yeah, we're just let's just go. We are back here at Black Studios. Black Black Hoodie Studios. I quit.
And we are and here. I'm the new host, you guys. I hope you love that.
Thank you. Take it away.
Okay. Well, today we've got a lot of things on the agenda.
The gay agenda.
The gay agenda, because that's the only agenda that we abide by. It's going to be an all-over episode today. We're just going to talk out of our asses.
We've been on a hiatus, so we have a lot to catch up on.
It's been two weeks since we've seen Noah. So
yeah, and Chase.
And Chase, yeah.
So we're going to start today's episode out by doing a like fun little phone call where we're going to call a random person we know and ask them a question.
Watch her not pick up.
If she doesn't pick up, we're killing her.
Should we say, hey, Amanda, you're on the air, girl.
You're on the air.
I hope they can hear this because this is like the first time we're like really.
Actually. I know, me too.
Kidnapper.
Watch her be like in a family function. She doesn't answer. I'm quitting school and buying a
Hi, this is Amanda. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Do we leave a message?
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
This dirty bitch. Who else can we call? Who else do we know?
No.
Crystal?
We don't know a lot of people.
Misa? No, Misa's at work, I think.
Yeah. We really don't know a lot of people.
This is supposed to be fun, but we're just realizing we don't have a lot of friends.
We're our only friends.
Right? Or I can call one of my random homegirls. I don't know if they would say. No, they would. They would. Oh, it's Kira's birthday.
Do we sing her happy birthday? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bitch.
I know she's at her birthday party right now.
She's not out of it.
So we're just going to
see what happens.
She has no idea I have a
Hello,
podcast.
Hello, bitch.
What up, girl? You're live on my podcast right now. We just wanted to call and say happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, happy girl. Birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but you're not getting off that easy. So we are doing this random segment where we call random people and we ask them random questions. You have 30 seconds to answer this question. How old were you?
I'm fucking ready. Is there money involved?
No money. We're broke, girl.
Okay, that's fine.
How old were you when you first did anal?
Willingly, like with consent. we're gonna say 18.
Okay. Good at least we're higher in the teens.
We're gonna say 18. Shit, her. I never did it again.
Rest in peace, booty hole. Rest in peace. Well, Kira, we hope you have a happy birthday coming live to you from Absolutely Alleged. Who are you with?
They're asking if you're coming to Grand Falls.
I might come later, girl.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let me know. All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
You have a happy birthday, bitch.
Thank you. Bye.
Willingly?
So we have another caller question coming in. So we got to answer. We got it. What's the question?
I don't know.
What up, Amanda? You are live on our podcast right now. Absolutely Alleged.
I knew I needed to call you back. I've always wanted to be a podcast star.
So we were going to call you with our random caller question of the day, but somebody else answered why you didn't. So we need a new question for her. What's a good question?
What's a good question?
She has a lot of good stories.
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't know what to ask her.
Where?
I took myself off a speakerphone because there's a child next to me.
You knew what was
that. You guys can't be trusted.
No, never. No, Hannah, I feel like you got one out of left
field. No, you got one.
No,
I saw it in your face.
But I don't know if I can ask
this. Whisper. Just
ask. Okay, so Amanda, where is the weirdest place you've gotten intimate with your husband?
Well, besides his parents' hot tub, probably a gravel road on the hood. kind of between Flandreau and Sioux Falls.
I love the exact location.
Maybe after we did a little gambling at the casino.
It's an aphrodisiac. We love. Well, thank you, Amanda, for calling us back. We love it.
Is that all I get? Is that all I get for airtime?
Well, for today.
Do you want to share something?
We will definitely have. Amanda, we've been planning on having you on here. We just need a good topic to get you on here.
Yes.
I'm still alive. Still Mama Smith. Still
Smith.
Inappropriate.
We know, and this is why we love and miss you every single day. We were thinking about doing.
I miss you guys too.
Doing an episode with you and Taylor.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
See, Mom's Takeover Podcast.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, yes, we are doing that. Okay, well, we will be in touch. We love you, Amanda.
Love you, Amanda.
Have fun. Love you, too.
Bye.
Have fun. Talk to you later. Bye.
We're so wholesome. Who are we?
I love Amanda so much.
Who are we? Like, we're a call show now?
It really is a radio station here.
Right. But back to what I was saying when we heard the police sirens. I got pulled over the other day, and it wasn't an ideal. I wasn't, like, nervous or anything. But the police officer was kind of cute.
Okay.
But he was young, and he was dumb as hell. He pulled me over.
What was his name?
I don't even remember.
Because I was thinking it might have been a kid I went to school with. Because he's young and dumb.
No, yeah. He was a little bit older than. And they pulled me over. They're like, do you know why we pulled you over? I was like, no. Mm-hmm. He's like, because you only have one license plate in your front window. Because I have my paper plates. Because I have custom plates coming. And he's like, you don't have one in the back. I'm like, you're not supposed to. I've only have one in the front. And every time I go down and get custom plates, they give you one paper plate. And on the paper plate, it says to be displayed in the passenger side window.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I think you're supposed to have two. I was like, you think? I was like, no, I get custom plates every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never once gotten
which
two.
Is new.
We'll get there. And I was like, I've never had two. And he's like, well, you can just photocopy this one and put it in the back. I'm like, that's illegal.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I was like, that is very illegal. But I digress. And he's like, well, you're good to go. I was like, oh.
You're like, then I know.
Why'd you fucking pull over me or
pull me over
like, in the first place?
I was
place.
Like, okay, great. Thank you. As to that, I just put on my custom plates before we got here. And Hannah, would you like to let them know what you made me get?
Okay, don't say made.
You did.
You like
you
it too.
You could have changed it.
I tried to. No, I tried to. I told Hannah I was going to change it, and that was unacceptable.
Okay. Well, I'll reveal the big secret of the best license plate. Honestly, original.
Yeah.
And the license plate is Bussy.
B-U-S-S-Y.
I fucking hate you. And when I was there trying to get them to like get that plate, he's like, oh, is it Bussy? I said, yep. Yep. That's
yep,
exactly
that
what
is.
It is.
Yep.
Oh my you God. Said it's a family name.
Yeah. Amanda just texted
yeah.
us. And she said, also, Adam just reminded me that the rain below the bridge in Cherokee
is another place that she...
Oh, no, they did it while it was raining outside under
oh
a bridge.
God, that's
okay.
kind of like...
That's romantic,
beautiful.
Kind of.
Oh, I know, it's like The Notebook.
Yeah.
Oh
fucking in the rain.
Oh my God, fuck.
Hopefully the rain wasn't
it's
acidic.
I hate you, Hannah.
I just want to make sure she's okay.
Get that pussy check, girl.
Yeah.
PH balance. Thank you, Amanda, again. So onward to something that's been just itching to get out.
Because it is crazy.
So Hannah has something she'd like to share.
Okay, so I am in college. And so I have a class that is half online, half in class. So I was online on Friday. And so I get into my Zoom call. And before you get into a Zoom class, you can choose either to have your camera on when you get in or camera off. And obviously, I always choose camera off. Turn that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in my Zoom class and like Zoom updated. So now instead of like a bunch of tiles of all the pictures and names, it's just like a big picture and then a smaller like line of all the people. And so nobody had their cameras on. So it was just the teacher. And then somebody comes in with their camera on and I see the little picture. I'm like, why the fuck do I see bare legs? And then it gets big. It is a man shitting on the fucking toilet.
Full leg, full thigh.
It was like, okay, his toilet and then the counter and the computer was on the counter pointed at him while he is pooping. He was pooping on Zoom. He was pooping.
I've heard of dick slips on like Zoom and stuff like that, but pooping?
He was pooping.
Like he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
No. That's gross. Did the teacher say anything?
No. Nobody said anything. he just turned his camera off and we moved on, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, nobody said nothing.
Oh, I would have definitely called that out.
I would have turned on my mic and say, did you guys see that guy pooping?
I'm like, no, the second I saw legs, I would have been like, everybody, please point your attention to the man pooping on Zoom.
It was kind of scary.
I mean, yeah.
That's my poop story.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
We are now being joined in the studio by none other than the bitch ass named Chase.
Oh my God.
Geet. What's happening, yo?
How was the workout?
It was okay. I just did not like a full like balls to the wall type of day, mm-hmm. you know, but I just, you know, got in there. I was on the treadmill for like 20 minutes, got in the hot tub and just soaked because I deserve it.
Where'd you go?
I go to the Wellness Center, Sanford.
Damn.
Oh, damn, fancy.
Yeah, we had a family plan since like 2004, so it's like $40 for three people.
Are there a lot of dads there?
Oh, yeah, that's why I keep going.
That's why he sits in the hot tub.
That's why I sit in the hot tub.
I was going to say, I used to clean the Avera Fitness Center, and I know better than to sit in that one with other people.
Gross. Is it because it's people going there naked or what?
Yeah, those old men, you don't know
do?
You don't know what's floating in there.
Dude, like, I gotta switch gyms, dude.
Ew.
They also have a sauna.
And people go nude in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's all it is. Because the guys have their own and the girls have their own.
Dude, I need to get up in there.
Do it. $15 day pass.
$15? That's it? I'll check it out, dude.
I used to work there. I could have given you my pass. Shit.
I love that we're all on board for this.
I never worked
like, out. Not once that anybody's like, Chase, you shouldn't do that. You're
no,
on
no,
like,
no, no, no.
Definitely makes sense.
Sex
makes sense.
Yeah,
here.
For sure. We do not sex shame.
Absolutely
what does,
not.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but like, what's the topic? What are we talking about?
Oh, we're doing
anything and everything.
You missed what were we calling it? Our phone call question of the week, where we call someone and ask them a random question.
And that was me?
No.
No.
You were the test.
Oh.
And sadly, it worked.
Can't see my face right now, but I'm making a weird one.
Right.
I'm making a weird
we called,
face.
We actually got two this week. We called homegirl Kira. It's her birthday.
Oh, nice.
We asked her when was the first time she did anal. And then we had a phone call from our homegirl Amanda, who actually worked with your sister. And we asked where is the weirdest place her and her husband got intimate. And she gave us two. One was in between here and
Flandreau on a gravel road.
That's pretty rad.
On the hood of the car.
And then another.
I love
actually,
that.
Technically, yeah. She gave us three because then she said in her
his parents' hot tub.
Oh, that's rad too.
Yeah,
and
I like
then
it.
She said below the Cherokee Bridge in when it was raining, like downpour raining.
But isn't that
that's
so
like
romantic?
So intimate. Yeah, yes. That sounds like a like the like in the book, like a romance, like
the
a romance novel book,
like.
He stripped my clothes off underneath the bridge as we were fighting off a homeless man. He thinks we were stealing his toothbrush.
As the meth head stood there at the end of the bridge, searing with his one tooth.
Yeah. She has lived a life. She literally
has
so many stories, and that's why I can't wait to have her on.
I know. Oh, and she suggested, because we were planning this anyways, on having your sister and her on for an episode and doing Hot Moms.
Oh my God, that'd be so good.
Right?
Can I come?
I would hope you would be here with your sister.
To say like she can come, but I can't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not you.
Cool.
One at a time. Cool. So now that Chase is here, we are going to go on to Lucas's segment.
Girl, it was so scary.
Okay. Get it.
So here's
I have
a ghost
story. And
it
happened to me
my gosh.
This morning.
Yes, this morning.
This morning.
So fresh.
Okay, this is fresh. Why would you like anger the spirit right now?
I don't know.
Whatever.
But,
fuck the spirit, son. Whatever.
So I'm going to give you a layout of my bedroom. Okay. So I have like. It's like an L, like a weird like L-shaped room.
Mm-hmm.
So my bed is like in this corner, and then it
nobody
goes
can
like,
see
like,
that.
Okay, so my it's like at the top of the L mm-hmm. is where my bed is, and then at the bottom of the L like is the wall where my TV is, and then I have like a console under my bed or whatever, and I have like a bunch of knickknacks on it, like I have some books and then all of my like film cameras and everything like that on top. So there's three books stacked on top of each other, and then there's a film camera set on top of them. I didn't look at it last night, but I don't touch that shit.
Yeah.
Once it's there, I don't touch it.
It just collects dust.
I woke up and I walked past it. I'm like, what the fuck? The film camera is off of the book, sitting right next to the books. And then one of the books is like flipped open to like the first page. So I'm like, who the fuck was in my room? So I ask everybody in my house. They're like, we don't go in your room. And I'm like, they're like, what?
Smart.
Like, who?
Like, smart.
Yeah. They're like, who would have taken it? But I'm like, what the fuck? So, and it's like, they would have, like, the ghost, if it was a ghost, would have had to pull the book out of the shelf because it's not tall enough for the, the cover of the book to open.
Yeah.
Within the shelf.
Oh, so I had to like take it out, like, open it, and put it back in.
And then put it back in. So I'm like, I wish I had like a camera in my room or something. Yeah, dude, your shit's haunted, like, son. So
that's like, more of like a poltergeist, I feel.
Yeah. So I like, when I came back home after class today, I was like, ready to see like my whole room in disarray or something, like everything pulled, like, out of its spot.
I hope it's your brother. To be honest, I hope.
Asked him though.
I know, but I hope he's doing something. I mean, when he's not high, when he's just doing his like extracurriculars, and I hope he just does some weird shit.
I don't know, but it kind of spooked the shit out of me.
It's coming off of April Fool's. Maybe he's trying to do a build up to a prank.
Maybe. Ooh, I hope he's.
And then you want to know what's under those books? The two porn CD or DVDs
that we have. Yeah.
The porn CDs are haunted.
Probably.
Oh my God, that's why they threw them out.
That's awesome. I mean, not
you
awesome,
put them in, and
really
it's
cool.
Like some like recording of the like,
it's
murder.
The ring. It's
the ring.
Ring.
Yeah,
you'll get spunked in 7 days.
Be like, damn, we gotta mark that calendar, son. I gotta make sure I'm open. Make sure I'm free.
Make sure I have a salad that day.
Make sure I take my protein powder. Right?
Dude, that's fucking sketchy, though.
I know. So
especially
like,
if it's something that like you know, like dude, nobody like, fucking would do that. Like no. Nobody would come in here and just fuck with my shit.
So when I saw, like, because I noticed that the camera wasn't on top of the books first, and I was like. Shit since I put that shit on that bucket.
It's so weird.
So
anybody else got any ghost stories?
I definitely think ghosts are real. Nothing crazy has happened to me personally, but I definitely think they're real.
The ghost shit dates back to like when my dad was a kid. Like it's lasted like that long. Damn. Like so my grandma had 16 children.
Sorry.
No, but
it's not funny, Noah.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Just let's change grandma.
But that so they had to have like a really big house to like hold all these children, and so the house that they used to live in used to be the old like big time banker's house or whatever, and the top floor was like the maid's living quarters, and a maid had actually hung herself.
Ooh,
up in
bits.
Yeah, so they're like there's so many stories, like this could be all, like a literal whole another fucking topic itself. I haven't been in it since I was like probably like 8. I want to
do like a ghost hunters episode.
I want to. Yeah. I want to bring in a Ouija board or something there to like.
Ouija boards freak me out. We did a Ouija board
once,
and our friend got a bloody nose.
Bloody nose.
I don't like they don't that's freak me
while playing it, and then she got real freaked out and like literally had a panic attack, and I was like, well, that'd maybe we should stop. Bye.
So, no, that's when you keep going. You're like, we know we got
killer.
Something, dude. Yeah. We got something.
She's fully possessed, and we're like, no, keep going, girl. Come on,
it's all good.
You know, I don't even know what I would do if like one of my friends was like possessed. Like that shit doesn't really scare me. I feel like I would be more like how I would handle it would be more scary. Like if you were possessed, Lucas, I'd be like, okay, like bend backwards. Like,
come on, show me.
Like, show me what
like
you got.
I break every bone in my
body. I would start talking to you, be like, why are you here? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Like, why are you fucking?
I really wouldn't ask so many questions, but I would definitely turn into like if Disney had to deal with like a possession, like I would
like a Disney Channel original movie.
I'd be like, yeah, this is my friend. He's possessed. Take him to school. Okay,
like,
kill her.
The court best friend.
He can do cool things like speak in tongues.
I feel like we should do like a whole ghost episode because the house I used to live in Harvard used to be a funeral home.
Oh yeah,
so death haunted.
Cool. Yeah, we'll definitely do one. So we were in, I want to say like 8th or 9th grade, and my friend stole her mom's van at like 3 a.m.
Sick.
None of us had our license. None of us had our permits, and she picked up everybody, and we're in the car. I'm in a car full of people I don't know.
Oh,
like I know the driver and the girl I was with. It was Rhonda. Shout out, Rhonda.
Rhonda.
What's up, Rhonda?
We go to Spook Road, and we're driving. I'm like, this is boring. Like, this isn't scary. There's too many of us. I said, let's park the van and get out and walk. And everybody's like, no. I'm like, why are you guys scared?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, a bunch of Nancys or what?
Come on, pussies. Come on, let's go.
And so we get out, and we're all walking. Like, we walk for a while. And there's, like, random horses on the side of the road, like, because some people out there have horses.
Then ghost was, horses.
Like, right. Then there was a graveyard, because someone has, like, a family, like, burial ground there. And then all of a sudden, we hear, like, 3 shots go off, and then a ton of dogs barking and like running towards us, and that's what did it. And we all just
said,
see
okay,
a bunch of kids
leaving.
Just like dipping, just running down this dirt.
That's scary.
It was, but I loved every moment of
probably,
it.
Yeah,
my friend Coulter, he's Native American, and his dad has claimed to see a skinwalker. They are these like creatures that are like out in the woods and stuff, and they can like shapeshift into like other animals. So like people will say if you're out in the woods at night. And like you have a dog and your dog goes off and comes back, like make sure it's your dog because it can be like a skinwalker. And he told me that his dad was one time
driving back from the reservation, and one was like chasing his car. I don't know if they're fucking real. They're fucking scary though.
That sounds like if I made a movie, I would definitely believe
the Native Americans.
I mean, I've never seen it in a movie, so I'm like, I would believe it.
You're telling me they're skinwalker? I believe you.
Well,
I mean,
is it gonna help us, or is it trying to like hurt us?
No,
or what's the
I feel like it's hurt.
For what? What did I do?
I don't know
what I mean?
No, this goes Hungy. This goes to that's like a good transition to another thing we're gonna talk about. Let's talk about the skinwalker that is now our governor.
Oh, did you see the thing with Lil Nas?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
So funny. His like my first reaction to his tweet was like, "That's perfect."
And he kept going. He kept going.
He's like, "You're a whole governor on here. Talk about some damn shoes. Do your job."
Like the whole start to finish the whole story. I love every moment of it. Yeah. It's, if I was a celebrity, I would be doing what he is doing.
Just
like,
calling people out for
pissing people off. Like there are
videos. And
it's
funny because he's just being himself. It's not like he's putting up like an act or anything. Like this is fully who he is.
It's like what Miley Cyrus did. Like you know what I mean? People can handle it. But like they are on Twitter. I followed like the feed, and people are sharing videos of them at church, and their pastors are talking about this and all this stuff. I'm like,
oh my god,
literally,
what?
It's like all these evangelicals. It's not. It's like conservatives, but then once you take it up a notch,
they're gonna like start a revolution.
No, they're trying. No, like they are.
Oh my god, it's like the
like,
Karens
they're
of America.
They're having literal like nightly vigils for Trump. Not kidding. I've watched so many videos of them like praying at night. Like with candles and everything.
Like how do you say you're religious and you support Trump? Like, and I'm not saying I'm for again. Well, we know, but like, not even saying of what he's done, just like how he comes about things. How do you say you're a Christian and you support that?
Because he tells it like it is.
Okay.
Just like God would. And when God comes back, he's gonna be in Trump's body.
I reckon he already is. We talk about Kristi Noem here a lot, just because she is our governor, and it's like she's always into shit. Like
she just. God, she just can't do anything right.
No, but I don't think she wants to. She's into it right now with Lil Nas X, like going back and forth. All the Christians of America are going against them. I know. Within a few days, it's going to be them versus gays. I know.
They're going to start some shit. Be like, well, if the gays would, you know, I'd be like, bring him in. It's like, okay, yo, like we didn't do any of that.
On Twitter, a lot of the gays are saying, well, all our lives we've been told we're going to hell or go to hell. And when we actually did, you got mad.
Yeah. My favorite thing was that Lil Nas X said, if you play Call Me by Your Name at Chick-fil-A, they'll give you a free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I saw a tweet that said Christians are in their flop era.
Ooh.
We're flopping. Christians are flopping.
Everybody wants to make it a one political, and then they want to make it also like, oh, you're mocking God. In the music video, he kills the devil. Like that's what he literally does. He goes down to hell and kills the devil.
And there's like I don't remember seeing anything of God.
No, there wasn't.
There was like Adam and Eve and the snake.
Like him, I think it's they're like he was going to heaven. Like because like before he gets onto the pole or whatever and goes straight to hell, he's like rising to heaven. Yeah. I think is what they're be like. That's God.
That's what they always told us at church was happened to the gays. So like, why are
I
you?
I know.
Mad?
Why are they mad now?
Like, you told us to go to hell for how long?
Just telling the story.
Right, like we visibly made a story and like of what you told was going to happen to us, and now you're mad because we did what you said.
I feel like they're like mad because it's like they think just because Lil Nas X "Old Town Road" was like a kid song, they're like he is advertising this to children.
It's not. If you listen to the lyrics, it's not a children's song.
They're talking about lean and literally.
I retweeted this tweet the other day. It says, love seeing Christians be like, I can't believe LGBTQ teens are worshiping Satan instead of our nice God who hates them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. That's what I was thinking of. I saw that.
But in other news and people trying to be influencers like Kristi Noem, David Dobrik.
Ugh.
And James Charles.
I never liked that man. Never liked him. I hated everything he stood for.
Jeez. Okay, can we pause for a second? Yeah. Jeez, you are truly like a grandpa. Who's that?
Well, okay, bro.
That's the YouTube.
I don't have Twitter or Instagram or TikTok on my phone.
He's a YouTuber, girl.
Is he?
No, he started on Vine.
He started on Vine.
Dude, that was like 10 years ago.
You had Vine.
I did, but I don't. Maybe if I saw the picture, then maybe I would recognize.
His face is just very punchable. But
punchable?
Maybe you won't know him, but you can comment on the whole debacle.
Sure, yeah. So give me a start to finish.
His whole brand is literally off the backs of his friends. Yes. Profiting off of the backs of his friends.
It has always been. He has done a couple skits where it's like, okay, funny. But he like, I get it. You know what I mean? I had a YouTube. I know, like, putting funny people on in front of the camera gets you places. You know what I mean? That's why I have
Lucas and Hannah using around. Us.
Whoa. But you've never been on the YouTube sweetie. Channel.
It's okay.
But that's basically what he does, and he makes tons of money. And then people used to always defend, David Dobrik's such a great person. He brought his friends all Teslas. I'm like, with the money they made for him.
Yeah.
So the main reason currently right now, and then because like a bunch of other shit just got brought up on top of this. So he has a friend named Dirty Dom. And Dirty Dom doesn't have the best track record at all.
None of his friends. Curtis Lepore.
I know. So Dirty Dom is actually like an old time friend. Like he went to high school. They grew up with this together. Guy. Oh, okay. Like okay. So, but there's a video from 2017 or 2016 maybe.
He got accused of. Should we say sexual shot or should we be like frenemies and say essay?
Just say it.
Sexual assault.
We can say sexual assault first, and then every time we reference.
So there's
it, we'll
a video
essay.
On that used to be on David Dobrik's channel, and but he just recently deleted it because of all the allegations of like there's Dirty Dom, Jeff, Scotty Sire, David Dobrik.
Scott wasn't there. It was Todd.
Oh, Todd.
And what's the fucking jail guy?
Jeff.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
No, I just wanted to add. Okay, because of the whole sexual assault thing. People, Scotty Sire has been like apologizing for it, saying that it was consensual because the girls had responded to Dirty Dom's post on Instagram saying, if you guys want to have a threesome, like swipe up, DM me, let me know, and you can come over. And so they had responded saying, this girl did, saying that she was going to bring her friends over. And so when they got there, they didn't want to. Yeah. They were like, we don't actually want to have sex with you. And so apparently this is alleged. Yeah. Nobody has come forward saying they did buy alcohol.
Yeah. So the video cuts and it says like after some
coercion
they agreed or whatever, but apparently Jeff or someone bought a bunch of alcohol and got these minors
drunk.
Well, they were between like 18 and 20.
Still not legal.
Not legal to drink, but they were above like minor age or whatever.
And then it's said after some coercion, they agreed. And then there's a literal video of them. It's not like you can't see them doing the sexual act, but it's alluded that they're in this room and the door keeps opening and like Jeff goes in and sees and goes, whoa, yeah, blah, like they're having something
thing is, like,
in there.
Is it real though? Like is any of this, like the things that they do on YouTube real? Because I know
Dirty Dom has a lot of allegations
and
for sexual.
Jeff did say that they had come back the next day. And I don't know if this is true. This is just what he said, that they had come back the next day to film that part and they got Dirty Dom. They like sprayed him to make him look all sweaty. Yeah. And they said they filmed that part, but nobody can prove or disprove that. But.
Regardless of it though, like why they are, and this is the issue. This is my Karen moment. This is me being like a concerned mother. Mm-hmm. Their demographic is kids.
Yeah.
Little fucking kids.
Yeah.
And like, it's different when you're like, I don't want to, like, I don't know who else on YouTube is like me, my demographic was never kids.
Yeah.
It was always like, 18 and up.
Well, yeah, we literally watched Trisha Paytas like fuck herself with a fucking
But because I know my demographic is not little kids, because I don't make money like that. Like,
yeah,
little kids fuel YouTube. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
but his demographic is literally kids. Mm-hmm. It's like James Charles' demographic is kids. You don't see him doing that kind of shit.
Yeah,
they know this. They know that's their demographic. Mm-hmm. They choose to put that kind of content out there because it's like shock value, which is the same reason why Shane Dawson got canceled, because he did things for shock value.
People think he's coming back.
Which I hope he does. I hope he does. But the whole thing with this is like now people, like I've been watching videos of it. People are like picking it apart. They're like, when at what point did you think it was okay to support David Dobrik? All of his content is very like on edge. Like, why would you put that on?
Especially
YouTube?
A lot of his older stuff. You can't say that a lot for his newer stuff. Like, he definitely changed.
Yeah.
Like in the past
Once
couple
you get
years.
Brand deals.
Yeah.
You change.
But did you see all of his biggest brand deals have started to, like, SeatGeek was his number one. Like, he made so much money off of SeatGeek. SeatGeek came out with like a statement saying we aren't working with David Dobrik anymore. Like. And then, like, once he started losing all these brand deals, then he made an apology
because
video.
Because when this first all came out, people are, like, just assuming because his friend Scott, who was not there at the night, and he came out with a video saying, David would never do this. He is so kind and so nice. He would not do this. Basically, like, saying like, don't believe the victims.
Yeah.
And so everybody was like, okay, Scotty, that's a dumbass motherfucking video. Why would you say that?
And then he deleted
it. And then Jeff came out with a video like being like, because the whole reason this came up was because a girl wrote an article with these girls. Mm-hmm. And Jeff was being like, saying like, discrediting the writer and the whole like article itself, even though he never read the article. Yeah. Because he's like, it's behind a paywall, so why should we believe this article? Which is like dumb. Like,
yeah,
you pay for articles, like that's just kind of like a normal thing. You have to
pay for fucking artists later.
Yeah, so he came out with that video, and then he went on the Frenemies podcast with Trisha and Ethan, and he basically got ripped apart by them because he was like, in the video, he was like, I was only there for 15 minutes. I couldn't have bought the alcohol.
From one of the victims, they got a fucking picture that, like, in your camera roll, all of your pictures are timestamped of like when you take them. It literally said 1:08 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
When he said he was only there for 15 minutes, and he said he was there at like 8:30 at night or something.
So if there is any lie that you catch him in, we can assume that he's lying about a lot of things because he's trying to cover a lot of things.
Yeah. He literally couldn't say anything after that.
He was like, okay. Yeah,
shut your fucking mouth.
Like, dude, first of all, you're not the one under fire, technically.
No, nobody was ever coming for Jeff saying he did anything wrong except saying him and Todd went to go buy alcohol.
Yeah, it's like all of his friends are getting more mad than David, I feel, is getting mad.
They're losing their cash.
Yeah,
cow.
Yeah. I also feel like David probably asked Scott to make a video.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, once he started losing brand deals and all that, he actually did a video, which was so, I felt like, kind of disingenuous. Because it was his first apology, he's in his big podcast studio with a mic in front of a nice camera. And then his next one, he's in like this little tiny room, kind of like making it seem like he's in like a small apartment. He's like, it's 2 a.m. and I'm finally alone to make this video, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
instead of a video, I'd rather you do like a notes app fucking thing. Right, I don't want to see you fake cry on the internet.
And just shut the fuck up and get off the internet. If you know what you did was wrong and you feel guilty for it, great.
Pull a fucking leave. Shane Dawson.
Yeah, just leave.
Shane Dawson made one video and then literally
just left
the face of the internet.
Same with Jenna Marbles.
Right.
Which I'm so mad about still.
I know.
Like, she was canceled for literally no fucking reason.
Right.
Yeah. At the end of his fucking video, he was like, I do want to have checks and balances in my video. I want to have an HR team. And you guys can reach out to me, to the victims, to Trisha, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why are you asking them to reach out to you now that you're ready to talk about it? You should be reaching out to them and being like, I'm so fucking sorry about all of this.
Because this is not the first time they've come under
fire.
No,
no.
Curtis Lepore, back when he assaulted someone, they all...
Jesse Smiles.
Yeah, they all backed Curtis Lepore up. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up getting charged with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because it's like a frat. Like, you know what I mean?
Is.
And they're protecting
is.
Each other.
Uh-huh.
And it's like every time one of them gets caught with something, they all like rush to protect.
Yeah. No, man, he's good. He would never do something like that. It's like, oh, really? You're just saying that? So when you do something, they'll say that about you. Like, no, he would never do anything.
Right.
It's like, bro.
Straight men, even though they're not advocating for like rape and stuff like that, they keep their mouth shut when it's one of their friends. And I'm like, you are part of the issue.
And it's like, you not saying anything is making you complicit with whatever is going on. Because you're not like speaking up about it.
If you are now starting not to like David Dobrik, there's something wrong with you.
I've never liked him.
Like, watching him, there's something about him. I'm like,
he laughs like a psycho.
Literally. My favorite out of the actual VOD squad is Carly and Aaron. Carly and Aaron.
I've never watched anything from any of
them.
They're
so...
Except for Scotty, I thought he was hot, I think, at one point when he was on Vine. Also talking about another influencer, James Charles. What's he in?
So, basically, James Charles has been called out multiple times in, like, the past, like, couple years of talking to minors, like, 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
And he, like, what was it? Like, 2 weeks ago, he got called out for
He's, like, 20.
And he apologized. He sent out, a big apology being, like, I'm sorry, like, from now on, like, I will be, like, asking for people's ID and passports to, like, make sure.
Men.
No, he likes kids.
But everybody he's gotten with before has been, like, his age.
He's a literal groomer. So.
Yeah. So he got called out, like, a couple weeks ago. And then just today, he has been called out, has been, like, posted from, like, this kid who was, like, he was Snapchatting him. And he is 15. And James was, like, messaging on Snapchat, being like, you lied about your age. And he's like, I didn't lie about my age. And people went on this kid's TikTok where he has posted like videos being like saying his age, saying he's 15.
And it's like every like time this has happened, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They have stuff posted saying that they're like 15 or 16 or whatever, like they literally have happy birthday posts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like people have like commented on her. I'm like, oh my God, happy 16th birthday. Ugh. Like, yeah. Do you not check this shit?
Yeah.
And why are you just adding random fucking
people? I don't know. I'm not famous to any degree except for in my own head.
But, yeah, I was just about to say, I was like, oh, you're famous.
Thank you, Chase.
You got it.
But do they not have dating apps for famous people?
They do.
Yeah, Raya.
Like, Raya, you literally have to be over a certain amount of followers, and like you literally have to apply to like have an account on Raya.
Why is he always getting in trouble for this shit?
And I'm like, you really can't find anybody your age.
Because he doesn't want to. Charles. I don't think, I genuinely think he is a pedophile, and that's not okay, that's, and he should be called out. That's on period. He's a pedophile.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah,
but
we don't know.
My belief is that he's a pedophile, because why else are you reaching out to boys on Snapchat, which is a place where everything like deletes unless you save something, and just random ass people. And if you didn't want to talk to somebody who's underage, you're obviously not looking into this person, because it's all right there. You're a pedophile.
Thank you. But that's weird though, because he gets in trouble for this shit all the time. He knows better.
Apparently he's been getting dropped by a bunch of stuff too. You know, he had that like instant influencer show or whatever. He was supposed to have a second season. They're dropping him from it and having somebody else come on and do it.
I wouldn't have given him after the first pilot episode. They should have been like, we're done.
I watched every single episode and it was so bad.
Why did you watch all of it?
Because I was interested in to see, like, he thought he was like this amazing reality TV actor, and he was so fucking bad.
God, I hate him so much.
I mean,
sisters.
Lucas, I have a question for you.
Oh no.
Oh my God, he's been hitting me up for
this. Yeah, and you have never responded.
Because
so
I'm working.
Guess what?
You know my work schedule every fucking
day. I always answer
your
text
free?
No matter what.
I love giving clothing advice.
So I like you from what you know about me, right? What would you like dress me in, like, you know, like color wise, you know, like style wise? I just want some like
pastels.
Input. Pastels? Well, I like pastels.
No.
No, but he gives me, if he's dressing up, like going out to a club, yeah, like he guess, went to road, maybe. Where'd you go? That gay beach?
What?
You went to some gay, like,
Provincetown?
Yeah, Provincetown.
P-Town!
Yes. And he, like,
not him wearing the fucking t-shirt right
now. Yeah, yeah.
He gives me off, like, if he's going out, like, he's going to be doing some poppers and shit. He's giving me off, like, he's going to be wearing pastels, like, shorts, you know, like, on the beach.
I ditched the Aztec print.
Okay.
Okay.
It comes my again. Grandmother got this for me, and it's fire.
Okay,
so.
I love grandmother.
I like it, yeah.
Okay. If it's grandma, I'm just saying that is very much, like, 2012 to 2014-ish, the Aztec print.
Did gay people wear...
You would know.
Wear jerseys over hoodies, because a lot of straight guys are doing that.
They did, like... I hate to say it, like YouTube gays that try to seem like kind of like boyish did that shit.
Okay.
Or like lesbians just being themselves.
Lesbians have always just been a mood. Like they always just know.
They always know what's going on.
But like honestly, I don't think you dress bad.
No,
it's just not what
no,
I
not necessarily. It's
wouldn't
just like,
gravitate to.
You dress exactly like Tim the Toolman Taylor. I feel like.
Fun story. Actually, me and Tim Allen have the same birthday. Yeah,
okay,
fun fact.
But I don't know why you're so worried about how you look, because you dress nice.
You don't dress bad.
I'm not worried.
You
no,
just
want to
up
like,
your game?
Yeah.
Okay, but
I want to be. I want it to more reflect, you know, what's... So, like, I have nice clothes, and I like them. It's just that I want to, like...
But you got to also pick for what you want to dress.
Exactly, yeah. I want,
if you
like, more or less
your gayness,
express with...
Yeah, panky code.
My gayness, but as well... As like my so I want like functional but also like colorful, because that's chaboy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so
yeah.
I
don't
like,
ever say that again.
Chaboy.
Is this like what not to wear?
Yes. Oh my God.
Literally the other day I was trying to go get my nose pierced, and the fucking guy at the front, he's this big, like, he looks like the typical like big biker dude, and I'm like trying to get my nose pierced, whatever, I'm just sitting there wearing my mask just waiting. Every time he walks by me, he goes, "You should smile more."
I hate that.
You should, I'm like, bitch, I'm wearing a fucking mask. You can't see my face. Don't tell me to smile more.
You should have stood up. Be like, what'd you say?
I just hate men.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think men just think they can just say things.
No.
And they shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think like shut up.
A lot of the world's problems would be solved if straight men just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Really, really, honestly. And I want you to know, if you ever got bullied while I was with you for what you were,
oh
my God,
I know you'll.
I would go so fucking hard, Lucas. You have no idea.
You're so hard in these streets.
I'm gonna get a call. I'm gonna get a FaceTime call from Lucas. Like, Hannah's in jail. Hannah's in jail. Hannah's in jail.
I'm so fucking strong. It's insane. I could beat
a grown man's ass.
I've been in one fight in my life, and I'll do it again.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I feel like, I'm telling you, I said this before, I'm counting down to your birthday because I feel like that's when it's going to happen, when we finally go out.
I want to come.
Yeah, yeah. Even though we're going to be at the gay bars and somebody's going to call.
You think people are going to try that shit at the gay bars?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Bars, as in like more than one?
Yeah, we're going to the
gay bars.
Oh, you are. It's fun. Gotcha.
You come in?
When is it?
October 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Yeah, I got to wash my cat that day. Sorry.
9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th.
I'll have a cat by then. I got to wash it.
I hate you.
I'm just playing. No, it's fun. The saloon's really fun. That's like the...
I want to go to the showers.
We got to go on a Sunday night.
Guess I got to start working on my body. My body.
Trust me when I say, no, you don't.
I'm like, can I wear my clothes? Is that okay? Can I keep my shirt on?
You can, but you ain't going to get that much money. And you ain't going to win.
Damn, you get money?
Yeah.
You just stand in the shower like this.
It's a contest.
I'm like, fuck.
It's a contest, Lucas. On Sunday nights, it's a contest.
So get fucking jacked right now. Work on it and make gym, so man. Much money.
I thought, like,
stay
you
want to
come
week.
Back every Sunday? I'm like, okay.
No, you guys, you and Chase have to do a tag team. Like, I don't think that's ever been done.
Tag team?
Yeah. Like, you're both in there. You both get, because there's two slips to put in money. So you guys just take your corner and.
I'll put my butt up to one and you'll put your butt up to the other.
It's just me and Noah keep putting money in. We're like, no, damn.
Nobody's there. It's just you two.
We went there one time, again with Austin, and we got people to give us money and we weren't even in the shower.
You said, we'll go up there if you give us money.
No, because Austin was in there. He's like, can I get the money? And he was just walking up to like the guy. He's like, are you going to get in there? He's like, no. And like, I just gave him like $5. I'm like,
sick.
Okay.
It's sick, dude. I'm like, I was hoping for $100.
This seems kind of light.
Yeah. Let me see that fat ass wallet.
So I was there like, let's say 2 years ago for St. Patrick's Day. So like, yeah, so like 2 years ago, like from this time. So the guy that I was with, and I, we go to the saloon and we're just hanging out, like dancing, doing whatever. And we see a guy, like just in the shower, which is crazy, right? Saturday night. Just,
yeah.
Cool. Just saw a guy. Cool. So then the next day we go, we're walking down the street and we see this like sex shop, because I heard there's like a sex shop on this specific. I don't know, probably. No, I don't think so. It was like really, it was like kind of like a classy one. Like, it was a cute. Mm. If you could say like a sex shop is cute, it was cute. I don't know what it was called though. But so we're like walking down the street, like on like the other part of town. Like, just some random street. And we're walking by. We're like, hey, do you want to go in the sex shop? He's like, yeah. So we go in. Who's fucking working? That fucking guy. And that, like, and I think he, and I asked him, I was like, do you work, like, at, or did you, were you in the shower last night? And he was kind of like timid, like, yeah, you know, like he probably didn't want to be recognized. He's just hustling for his cash, you know.
Did you fuck him?
No, I didn't. I let it be because
I
don't want to like say like, hey, everybody, you know.
No,
what I mean?
You know what you should have did in that moment, Chase, and this is why you're single, because you missed your opportunity. So you had already seen his dick. You know,
I
so
just
now you should have just whipped it out on the counter.
I mean, you
it wouldn't reach on the counter.
It's not even like the slam. It's just a
Gay Republican boy. Remember?
Oh, the one that
poor Popper's Dominoes. Yeah, he messaged me today, even though I thought I blocked him multiple times. He probably made a new one. If you didn't see it on my Snapchat already, he called me, "Hey, slut muffin."
Blocked.
We're making sweaters. We are making sweaters.
I said slut muffin.
It's a muffin on a stripper pole.
Yeah.
I will whip it up tonight on Illustrator and
we're
like,
making those.
We'll get it printed.
Stickers. Slut muffin. I was like, was there anything else or was that it?
Yeah, he said, you want my cock again? I said I said, wow, straight and to the point, aren't you? I said, no, nope, block.
But this is a long ass one. We're cutting this into two.
I was gonna say RIP to your editing.
But thank you guys for sticking around. Follow us on Instagram at Absolutely Alleged so you can see some behind the scenes, and that's where we always post when we're gonna post. And anything else you guys want to say? Fuck Christy Gnome.
Eat lots of pussy.
Don't poop on Zoom.
Thank you, Hannah, because I feel like people didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bye.